at that
yeah,
point.
You know, there's not much thought. You watch. You ask the guys to you know, make a decision and do their best and don't second guess themselves and just make a commitment, go for it. And Pace is, I think he's good at it. You know, he's athletic, he's imposing, makes the goal look small. If you question yourself at all when you go up to hit it, and this big frame is there, and he's as athletic as he is, he can make a save, and I made some saves. So it was good. Just you know, like to win it in regulation, but I think everybody else likes it when we win in PKs.
You mentioned a little bit about Barclay's back, a real lift.
Yeah,
and he came back in. It was.
Yeah, he's really a good player, and he's a really good person, and he just brought some energy to the game at that moment, as did Charles. I mean, I think Brian Sosolka did a great job in the right side of midfield, and Charles gave us a different look in that position, and when he came on, so he has the ability to run at some people, and that moment it was what we needed, and you know, he drew the penalty, so it was good.
Tough though, you had a penalty kicks without your best penalty kick.
Sure, yeah,
that was
yeah.
Kind of a little test.
Yeah, it happens, but you know, guys stepped up and got it done. Really, just really happy for the guys and the way they performed and the way they played for the 120 minutes. It was very good. I'm sure they'll call me to task though. I told them we needed two 90 minute games to get to Sporting, and we ended up with 220 minute games.
What did you see from Dixon and how he got hurt in the first half, and what did you hear from that?
Yeah, we don't know exactly what happened to him. You know, he got hurt his knee a little bit, but not really sure, you know, what the prognosis is yet. But we'll have to see. And disappointing that he had to come off. Oscar came in and did a really good job as well. I mean, it's hard to come in when the game has been established and a rhythm starts, and you come in thinking, well, I might get time in the second half, and he gets called on, you know, midway through the first half. It's a difficult position to step into. And I thought Oscar, he played like three or four really good services, and he had a couple of good defending moments for us. And then he smacked the PK, so it was good for him.
Coach, do you see that there would be any future to possibly going with the 4-1-4-1 formation with how successful your team seemed to play tonight and how much it bothered Minnesota, just creating those two internal lines of defense and creating turnovers? It enhanced the offense, it seemed, just with on the counters, with using the wingbacks' duty, especially crossing balls in and getting your target forward chances.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll look at the video now, and we know it was the right setup for this game. Maybe catch them coming forward. Their outside backs get really high really quick, and we were hoping to exploit the space behind them. And now we'll look at video, and hell, we got 48 hours before we have to go to Louisville, so we'll figure it out.
Plenty of time, right?
How do you build off this victory, playing that tough Minnesota team that was on a three-game win streak, to go down into Louisville? That's another tough team, doesn't give up many goals. How do you build on that for next game?
You know, you just tell the guys to gut it out and get after it. You know, we train tomorrow and you know, got to get the guys recovered and get on the bus and just say, okay, we just got one more game in this four-game stretch. So we've been good so far. Let's get through this one and just gut it out. The guys have good character. They're fighters. They enjoy each other's company. They like to work for each other. And, you know, moments like this help galvanize that spirit amongst the team I don't think it'll be too hard to motivate them. It might be hard for the guys to get their legs going. We'll have to see. You know, the other part for us is through this stretch of injuries, we've been missing maybe five or so starters, and so guys, we've had to go pretty deep into the bench. I would say that one of the reasons why we got the result tonight was because we were able to sustain a fitness level for 120 minutes, and those players, some of the guys that they had on the field hadn't played 90 minutes all year, and so they were struggling a little bit physically. So. You know, we got a pretty deep bench. We have guys that can come in and play, and we'll use fresh legs on Saturday if it's the right thing to do.
All right, guys, last one.
Moose is a natural center back. He plays holding midfield last week and tonight, very active on both sides of the ball. What did you think of him?
No, I think Moose did a good job. He's a terrific ball striker. He's a good organizer. He's a good individual defender. So he can read moments. So he was able to intercept passes. And then on the ball for us, he was able to kind of be the fulcrum and help us switch the point of attack. You saw a lot of long diagonal balls come from him that he sits in just beyond guys. So it's a good position for him in there, just as center back is for him. And you know, I also felt that thought that Chad Vandegrift had a really good game again. You know, so that's two Open Cup games where we started him and played in the center of the back, and I think both games he's done very well. Yeah, you know, we'll figure out what the next step is now. But you know, just really good, just happy for the guys and happy for them to get the result and happy for the crowd. I mean, obviously they were excited, and the Luligans and supporters groups were excited and waiting for this. They've been waiting for something to hang their hat on here at home, and I'm just really happy that the guys took care of business here at the soccer park.
Thanks, Dale. That was fun, huh?
Yeah, brilliant game.
The game plan, you guys were played to perfection, didn't you? Did exactly what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, we came out with a different formation, and the coaches gave us a few points of obviously what they expected of us, and I thought, you know, it was a complete team performance. We executed everything as the coaches would have liked, and we've come away with the result, which is fantastic.
Getting the penalty kicks, what's the feel? You guys feel pretty good about it there, or any, you know, what's your feeling about penalty kicks?
I mean, penalty kicks is, you know, you've done the hard yards, you got to that stage, and it's sort of, it's anyone's game, really. And we know we've got pacing guys, fantastic goalkeeper, and he proved big for us on the night, you know, saving the first one, and just spent a huge body in there for the two misses. And, you know, we just said to our players, you know, just have fun, no pressure, you know, and just, if you score, you score, if you miss, you miss. It's just how it is, you know. So all our players did fantastic. Everyone that took a penalty and stepped up was just brilliant. And just overall, all our players tonight were fantastic.
Crowd was pretty good too. It'd be a lot of fun to be out there.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, the supporters have been fantastic all year. They've shown up to every game. You know, last week, weather cut, they're still here in the rain, singing and chanting. So it's fantastic, you know. And I think that's why this club's been so successful at the moment, is just everyone's just like one big family, you know, from the supporters to the staff to the players. It's just everyone's so close. It's brilliant.
It seems that this team grew in cohesion as the match went along. It seemed that you caused problems for Minnesota, again, both with formation, just with, it seems that the lessons that Coach Shelley has been attempting to teach throughout this year, maintaining possession, creating chances, getting the ball up the wings, that everything just seemed to flow together. Just, and again, with you, again, at center defensive mid, just controlling in the back, sending balls from the back end, that, yes, you're a great center back, but do you feel that you have a secondary position here playing defensive midfielder?
I mean, I've always liked to have played there. I used to play there when I was younger, but I haven't played there for a few years, so it was interesting to get the nod to go there. But, you know, I just try and do my bit for the team defensively and just on the ball, just keep it simple. And I've got, you know, that Dyke in my locker, so I just try and unleash the sort of the Dyke for the left and right back to get forward. And we just try and keep the pitch big. So I think we executed to perfection. I thought tonight we were told to be patient on the ball, and just to pick and choose our times to go forward, and I thought we did that really well. And then we brought on, you know, the likes of Charles and Barks, laid on fresh legs. Charles was fantastic running at players, and Barks just, you know, gave us a bit of energy going forward, and it was brilliant. It was just a good team performance.
Big emotional win tonight, and going into Louisville on Saturday. How do you guys keep calm right before you guys go to KC and stay into your game?
You know, we take every game as it comes. You know, tonight was just about grinding out the 120 or the 90 minutes and whatever it may throw at us. The big picture was getting to KC in the cup, you know, because that's going to be a big stage for some of the lads to play on. It's fantastic that we've achieved that, but now it's obviously back to the league and back to winning in that and climbing up the ladder. And this is a massive game for us, obviously. It'll be our third game out of the fourth time we played them this year. So, you know, we need to get one back on them. You know, I feel like we in some sort of way possibly dropped 2 points in the weekend. So, you know, to get a win up there will be fantastic for us.
Miguel Ibarra, U.S. Youth International, obviously, you know, a major player in NASL. You guys come in here, he starts. How did you guys game plan for him, and how were you able to really stifle him tonight?
It's nothing really. He's just another player, you know. He's a good player. They have many good players on their team, but we've got good players as well. So we've just got to believe in ourselves, believe in our own confidence, and practice what we do at training. And I thought tonight he didn't really pose much of a threat to us at all, and we were fantastic. So, yeah.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James.
Are you a good penalty kick guy normally?
Well, to be honest, in high school I was, but that was a long time ago. And Brian Jones and I talked a lot about leading up this week, and in terms of just getting into your zone, not letting the outside distractions get to you, and trying to calmly and patiently read where the shooter's going. Granted, at this level, it's tough to do sometimes. They're good at disguising it, but I was trying to take that extra second, millisecond, just to get that good read so I could give myself the best chance to go the right direction as opposed to just guessing on every single one.
On the one you stopped, did you see something that you...
You know, I kind of just calmed myself, and I tried to remove all the other distractions that were going on. Obviously, the Luligans were crazy, but I tried to just tune everything else out so it became white noise and kind of just got into my focus point, and I felt like I waited to the very last second, saw him open up his hips, and fortunately it was within my range that I could push it by the post.
The crowd, everything, it was a fun night, huh? I mean, it was just...
It's unbelievable, and I say it every game, but I can't say it enough about the Luligans. They're the best supporters group in our league. They're just fantastic night in, night out, regardless of the result, regardless of how the game's going. Their intensity never wavers. They're always high level, high noise, high energy. We feed off of it. We get our energy, motivation off of it. And they definitely help us push through those tough times in games, especially when we play 120 minutes.
The game plan tonight in front of you, the guys just did exactly what
right.
coaches wanted and
yeah, that's
kind
right.
of frustrated them, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we came out with a different formation, a 4-1-4-1, which personally I liked a lot. I felt like we had a little bit better defensive cover. We were still able to get forward and be threatening out wide, but guys were holding each other accountable defensively. I thought just all around we were sharper tonight. Minnesota let us play to a certain extent. They weren't as high press as some of the teams that we've experienced so far, but I thought we were right on point tonight.
Barclays comes back and kind of him and Rankin both, but
yeah.
off the bench kind of a little different
yeah,
tempo
absolutely.
As soon as they get out there.
I mean, Barclays is a game changer. He's with his level of experience and his skill level, he definitely brings different dimensions to the game. As soon as he stepped on the field, you could tell ball at his foot, he was in control of the game, making guys miss. He was choosing where he wanted to go. He's very dynamic. He makes things happen. He's also solid as a rock defensively, so having him on the field definitely makes a big difference.
So thought about KC, huh? Kind of exciting to be playing
it's
with the big
fantastic.
Boys.
Yeah, it's for our group, it's just going to be a great experience, and at the end of the day, you know, anything's possible. Just got to be positive going into it, prepare the way we need to prepare, and catch them like we caught Minnesota. I'm sure Minnesota, it seemed like they were just trying to get by doing as little as possible, and they left the door open for a little too long, and we're just going to take the same intensity and energy and work rate into KC. We're going to pull out another good result.
All right, thanks,
okay.
guys.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.